Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Happy Skews Day to you. It's, April 22nd, 2025. As you are sitting down to watch this, we are recording this in the past, Monday, April 21st, 12:35 p.m. on the left coast. That's where we are in the universe as we sit down to record this. I'm Trey. That's Mark. The Pope is dead. It's Monday.
We're recording this in the while we're recording this, Pete Hegseth is still the Secretary of Defense somehow. Did you see a new signal gate just drop?
Yes. Yeah. This one's got like his wife in it or something like that.
Yeah. He sent the Yemen attack plans to a 13-person group chat that has wife, his brother, and his lawyer on it. And it was named something like Pete Super Cool or something. I forget. Doesn't matter. But it's like just everything about it's so ridiculous. But I was just like, he's texting his wife, like, the F-18s are launching at 3:45 p.m., yada, 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 strike, go there. Like, being a wife, she's probably like, that's cool, have fun, honey. Like,
that's what I was thinking, too. It's like, based on how my wife is about my, like, comedy career or Hollywood career, like, I assume her response to that is to kind of roll her eyes and be like, okay, that's fine, you know. But, yeah, whatever. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. I don't even know what that means, but okay. I'm on my way to Target. I'll see you later.
That's basically like the kind of text messages I send my wife are like the two genres, basically, like short declarative sentences about like headed home, going to the gym, you know, stopping for gas, or like a funny video I saw of a dog doing something weird.
Yep.
Right? Those are like, and he's like, I'm bombing Yemen. Here's a war crime.
Well, that is his version of funny dog video.
Yeah, you know, I guess. Yeah.
That's what he does to unwind instead of watching funny dog videos. He, bombs Yemen.
Yeah. So before we get to the show, we're talking about MS-13 and the continuing ordeal around Kilmer Abrego Garcia and like the comical lies that people are telling that are based in fucking beyond nothing. But we'll get to that. It's kind of fun. I want to talk about it. We got a fun scandal in Mexico. So in the state of San Luis Potosi, I'm probably saying it all wrong. The governor's name is Ricardo Gallardo, and a couple days ago, someone saw a naked woman standing in the window of the governor's mansion that did not resemble Gallardo's wife. All right. Mm. So Gallardo called a press conference, and the things you might expect him to say are like, well, this is between me and my wife, right?
Yeah.
That's one option. Or I have no idea. I mean, two members of my staff.
A maid who got naked for some reason. Who knows? Right? I'll have to look into it. Yeah.
Or the all-purpose could be honest. I have no idea, right?
Yeah.
But instead, how you know it absolutely was him having an affair is he said the naked woman wasn't a mistress, but it was the ghost of Empress Charlotte.
I swear, honey, it was a ghost. It was a spooky ghost with big fat titties. You know, those ghosts, sexy naked ghosts. I guess ghosts do in some stories. They throw down like that. They get kind of freaky. But either way, I love that he's giving himself like among, I would have to imagine, the more impressive ghost you could have in this context. You know, it's not just any ghost. It's not the ghost of an old nurse in an insane asylum or something creepy like that.
No.
It's an empress's ghost, which is
the Belgian lady she's Belgian or her husband was Belgian. One of them's Austrian. I don't know, but like emperor Napoleon made one of them the emperor of fucking Mexico, and then she became the poster girl for reefer madness in the early 1900s. People said she drank some tea that had marijuana in it and made her go insane. Anyway, that's this lady's ghost in the window. And he's like, when people didn't believe, you'd be surprised, people didn't believe him. Right? Utterly shocking. So instead, he invited a bunch of people from around town to come on down so he could give them ghost tours. Mm-hmm. So I guess the next layer of this, when the ghost tours don't work, is his side piece has to put on like an old caretaker's mask and Scooby-Doo and haunt the place.
Right, yeah. He's got his mistress like opening and closing cabinet doors downstairs. Rattling chains around and stuff while staying out of sight.
Oh my god. Like, I know this sounds like I fucking made it up. I want to show you this. Here's a video just to prove what's happening right here of Gallardo giving a ghost tour. If you got this video, Matt. Look up. There's a ghost. There's a ghost somewhere. Naked ghost. Like, everywhere. How has every country got these dumb motherfuckers in charge every level all the time now?
Right. I don't know. It says something, I guess, about the general populace. It's funny. I always used to make fun of, like, well, to be fair, they weren't really choosing anybody back then. I was going to say, like, I always used to make fun of, like, how insanely stupid the past was, and people ended up, like, peasants and shit, you know, didn't know anything about anything. And I've softened on that a little bit, both in part because I understand it's like they don't have the same foundation. Their brain is... can be kind of similar. It's just they're working with a much, you know, smaller foundation of knowledge, which can make them seem very stupid, but also in part because of how insanely stupid people just are right now. You know, I'm not sure that I really believe. And I was going to say, you know, I don't know how stupid leaders used to be, but A, they didn't get to pick the leaders, and B, they were stupid too. I mean, they had truly insane lunatics leading countries. We're just real stupid. I think just human beings. There's just a lot of dumbasses.
But we did go to the moon and cure some diseases and stuff. Like it's just like...
I don't know, man. All right. Yeah. Sorry, by the way, if I'm hacking a little bit and stuff. I've had like a sinus infection or something. But fret not. I feel okay. You ain't got to send me any well wishes or nothing. I'm just explaining. That's why... If I do that, that's why. But this is Weekly Skews. Mark is with us. Matt is with us. We're doing the thing. Before we continue, I want to remind you of a couple things real quick, as always. First, if you'd like to see me do stand-up live and in person, like the good people in Oregon last week, then go to treycrowder.com and check out my upcoming dates. This weekend, I'll be in Houston, Texas. Shortly after, Seattle, Vegas, Napa Valley, Tulsa, San Diego, bunch of fun places coming up in the near future. Go to treycrowder.com. Also at the website there, you can find a link to my new special Trash Daddy, which is available on YouTube. So check that out. And finally, if you enjoy this program and want to show your support and get some more of it in your life, you can sign up on Patreon. Go to weeklyskews.com/more or just go on Patreon and search for my name. Either way works. $5 a month, you get 2 full-length bonus episodes. It's just 2 additional episodes of this show exactly as it is, except every now and then we break down and answer some of your questions, in fact. So, yeah, get some more skews in your life. Support the show in the process. Sign up on Patreon. Now, as for the show tonight, we're talking about the great scourge of MS-13. It's been sweeping this country recently. I thought it was Trendagua, but I guess actually it's MS-13 now or something. Mm-hmm. Something happened at Easter. They metamorphosed into a different type.
I think they do the day shift as Trendagua, and then night shift as MS-13.
That might be it. Well, either way, you know, causing a lot of trouble, these guys, to hear some people tell it. We'll break down the reality of that situation a little bit later. But first, let's do, of course, the Daily Dumbass Pass. Tonight's DD, the movie Starship Troopers, forever assuming a society this stupidly dystopian could achieve space travel.
They're out there walking our streets. Their new platform is putting power back in the hands of the people and helping to protect our neighborhoods and our families. It's called ICERAY, and it allows you to capture photos and report dangerous illegal criminals before they strike again. And it could lead to a generous cryptocurrency reward.
That right there literally looks like it's from The Boys.
Yes.
Like that. If y'all don't watch The Boys, I mean, you should. But it's like that is such a like self parody of the type of right wing lunacy we deal with. That for everything from that lady set up her affect, the way she looks, the way she presents the information, the app itself, and how it works. The fact that it's like a nanny state bullshit snitching app that also somehow ties in fucking crypto, you know, like out of nowhere. It just don't even seem real, you know. It feels almost like bad satire, in fact, because it's all too on the nose, but it's real though. It's fucking crazy.
It's evil. It's a scam. It's scamming the people who are getting who think they're in on the scam. The whole thing. Okay, so ICERAY. The guy who started this company. He calls it a GovFi protocol, which he just made up words. He's acting like the government's involved in it. It's not. It says he said it delegates intelligence gathering tasks to citizens. So he has a snitch app to be promoted by Laura Loomer, a Proud Boy turned media personality Jacob Engels, and our old returning champion Matt Gaetz. Gaetz said it's like a citizen's arrest, but with Wi-Fi. Okay. Forget driving Uber or DoorDash for extra change. Snap a pic, save the day, and stack some digital cash while you're at it, Matt Gaetz says. So the guy who started this app, his name's Jason Myers. Even though he says calls it a government finance, has no connection to the government. It's just soliciting people to send pictures of people they think are immigrants. All right?
Right.
He says you can snap a picture of someone committing an animal cruelty or homicide, kidnapping, terrorism. So if you see someone scraping a Tesla, that's domestic terrorism, he says. So if you see somebody committing a kidnapping, take a picture of it. Make some crypto.
Yeah, the whole like forget Uber and DoorDash thing, like trying to tie someone's like, you know, side hustle fucking gig job, like rent payment this month to catching illegal immigrants doing crimes all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's like your side hustle is doing that is like, you know, it, obviously there, it leads to some pretty, you know, pretty alarming incentives there that are very obvious right to me. It's like people are just going to take pictures of brown guys, you know, opening car doors and shit and send them in.
If it worked, but it just, the beauty of this thing is it does not work and is not designed to work. It's not even working at the scam part of it, which we'll get to in a second. So at one point, ICERAY's incident tracker showed 13 entries. So 13 photos have been submitted to this thing. Only three of which were approved by whoever's moderating this, which photos are legitimate. The three that were not rejected were a fat J.D. Vance meme, a photo of Elon Musk handing $1 million check to a Republican voter in Wisconsin, and a photo of Oscar Romero, the Archbishop of El Salvador, who was assassinated by a right-wing death squad in 1980 over his opposition to the Salvadoran military government. Those are the three that are approved for hypothetical payouts, okay?
What? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense, Mark, at all.
Right. So, the goal here is not to catch any. This is the scam part of it. Are you? They're not trying to actually catch any illegal immigrants. I'm sure he wouldn't mind doing that because the guy's a fucking psychopathic Nazi. But the main point is to promote their meme coin, which is supposed to be used to pay out. The whole point of this is to go viral, to have Matt Gaetz and everybody promote it. That's the whole point.
Right.
So as of a pre-sale in February, ICERAY claimed to have sold 65 million ICERAY tokens. The coins are currently valued at 0.002026 cents per person. So as all 65 million of these coins are worth a total of $130,000. And if you're wondering if this Myers guy has any history of scamming, yep, he was banned by FINRA in 2014 for ever doing any sort of broker-dealer activities because he just straight up stole $700,000 from 19 of his investors. So what to make of this? Let's do the J.K. Simmons, what do we learn thing here, okay? First thought, this is Nazi shit. That's bad, right? Number two, it's an obvious scam, but the Marx are also Nazis, so that's good.
Right.
The guy running the scam is also a Nazi, which is bad, but it didn't seem to work out for any of them, so fucking awesome. Right.
Yeah, let them scam the shit out of each other as much as they want to, I suppose.
Yeah, because I'm like,
the only too many people, you know, if this had a little more traction than it did, I mean, again, mm-hmm. this could have led to some pretty, pretty upsetting shit here. If this had actually gained popularity and people around the country were like motivated to try to use it, some mm-hmm. shit would have went down.
Yeah, I mean, people in airports have been getting for years begin reported for human trafficking if they have a child that's a different skin color than themselves, but because right. either they're in a racial relationship or they're adopted. So, like you could easily see a scenario where someone doesn't want to get their picture taken, ends up in physical violence because the person's trying to collect a bounty for a photo that for some based upon some bullshit they think that person's up to.
Right.
But like I just want to point out this is an environment. Not only during the people with the government megaphones are doing a huge like moral panic about illegal immigration and migration. But they're also trying to increase ICE's budget from like $9 billion to $90 billion. There's going to be so much money flowing into this stuff from not just the government, but also private citizens who are worried about this shit. That these sort of scams are going to start making the military-industrial complex like look like they're geniuses who are full of integrity. Like the V-22 Osprey crashed a lot, but it was a physical thing you could touch. Like it existed.
Right.
Crypto coins don't. And to a large degree, neither do AI programs, which brings us to another one of these things I want to talk about. There's a new AI-powered chatbot. Basically, this company called Massive Blue is selling a product called Overwatch. That's, you know, cops go online and entrap people and talk to people, talk to pedophiles, people are hypothetically terrorists or whatever, mm-hmm. right? They're trying to build an AI to do that, okay? These AIs have different personas called college protesters, radicalized political activists and suspected drug and human traffickers. They list border security, school safety, and stopping human trafficking among their main Overwatch's main use cases. All right, technology has not led to any known arrests so far, but police agencies, especially around the border, are paying this company hundreds of thousands of dollars a pop to use these fake chatbots. All right, these are downright fucking hysterical.
Yeah, so people, so these chat bots mm-hmm. sign into like a forum or something, like a social, like a college social Democrats forum or something. Uh-huh. And then they're like, what's up, brothers and sisters? If you ask me, it's high time we take things to the next level. You know what I mean? Maybe, yeah. you know, is it really terrorism if it's justified? That's what I ask all of you today out of nowhere. Like,
yeah,
but it's a chatbot doing all that. I mean, it's, I'm sure a little more artful than that, but maybe not.
I assume it's yeah. less artful.
Yeah.
But like, so throw this first image up here, Matt. Here's the one. Do not swipe right on this lady if you find her. This is a radicalized AI protest persona, which poses a 36-year-old divorced woman who is lonely, has no children, is interested in baking, activism, and body positivity. She's supposed to try. Like, who is this lady supposed to try? Like, catch? Like, I don't. But what is she up to? She's like. But anyway, if you see her on Tinder or whatever, don't swipe on her. She's a Fed from the Matrix. Another AI persona in the presentation is described in their sales presentation is described as a honeypot AI persona. Her backstory says she's a 25-year-old from Dearborn, Michigan, whose parents came from Yemen who speak Arabic. So there's a hot Yemeni who's like, join ISIS and I'll be your desert wife or whatever.
Right. Yeah, this is the type of thing we've, you know, talked about before. It's like you said, normally it's like FBI agents and stuff who are doing it. They're like, it's a weird thing sometimes because it's like, you know, they're basically entrapping idiots into doing bad shit. And it's like, but the idiots in question, sometimes they're essentially Nazis or whatever. So it's like, well, fuck them. But also like the FBI doing this shit is a little fucked up too. But it's like now that they're not even doing, they just have like robots do it, like virtual mm-hmm. robots, just like, you know, automated programs doing it. It's just particularly dystopian, I guess.
Yeah, you got a computer doing to catch a predator stuff. Except, do you remember when, like, this was generations of AI ago, was it Google hooked their AI up to the internet and became a Nazi in, like, less than a couple hours? We'll
never forget that because of how hilarious it was. I mean, you know, but some new AI, like you said, I mean, it's 10 years ago, so God only knows how primitive that AI, an AI bot, they hooked up to the internet. And after like 15 minutes, it had started talking shit about the Jews and stuff. Yeah. because the internet's a fucking cesspool, and you know,
right.
That's what happens. So now they're gonna
have AI exclusively training itself by doing nothing but talking to pedophiles.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
what's going on? Oh, gee. So the whole child trafficking part of this and stuff, like, is by posing as like somebody who's into this stuff online, is like they seem to think that like human child traffickers are like recruiting children from inside of America and they speak English or something. This is all very bizarre to me. But one of their AI personas is supposed to be an artificial intelligence pimp. They recreated a conversation with a sex worker where I'm going to read this and I'm going to do the dialect. Please forgive me for being racist here. It's not me. It's the AI. All right. The sex worker says, dem tricks tripping tonight, trying not to pay. Mm. And the pimp responds, facts, baby, ain't letting these tricks slide. They had an AI watch Dolomite.
Okay, were those both robots just now in those roles, or the?
No, I think it's scripted. The sex worker, I think, is fake, and they just scripted a hypothetical interaction
to show how the pimp bot 9000 would respond.
Yes,
and he said, "Facts, baby, ain't letting these tricks slide." Yeah, you're right. They speak like Jive from the movie Airplane, 70s Jive. I trained them all.
Yeah. All right, let's have some fun talking about MS-13. You want to?
Sure.
All right. So before we talk about it, I'm doing this episode sort of backwards than I usually structure because I want this bit of context up top here about like, so Trump administration says it can't release the deal they signed with El Salvador to run the gulag for him, CECOT, because it's classified, all right? Uh-huh. That's complete and utter bullshit. They're supposed to share treaties with Congress, at least, and the text of the agreement is supposed to be published in the Department of State's website pretty immediately. It's not really usual. And the thing to understand here, besides the fact that Trump administration is just always going to be secretive as a reflex because they just lie out of course of habit. But like they just prefer to keep everything secret that they can, even when it's illegal. There's a third party in this negotiation that's unspoken. That is MS-13 itself. All right. And I'm not saying when they negotiated whatever the
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year, and we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
The contract was there was a representative of MS-13 in the room, but Bukele needs MS-13's cooperation in El Salvador in order to be able to govern. Okay, so that's an important bit of context to keep in your head when we talk about all this stuff. No one knows the extent of the quid pro quo we have with El Salvador. We know we're paying them $6 million to run this prison, I think. But I want to talk about this indictment from the Eastern District of New York that I read the other day, where 13 guys from, who were allegedly members of MS-13 were indicted for charges related to terrorism. Now, I don't think it's cool that we just call everybody we don't like terrorists.
Right. But then stuff like, you know, racially motivated mass shootings and stuff like that are not terrorism.
Right.
Somehow. It's not terrorism if a white does it.
And as far as I know, MS-13 doesn't have any stated political goals, which is the element of terrorism.
Yes.
So the government was trying these 13 guys. I say was. We'll get to why in a second. I love reading indictments because you find out stuff that like a lot of MS-13 guys have like cool like cabaret nicknames. Like one was named this guy named Juan Antonio Martinez Abrego was nicknamed Mary Jane to Hollywood. That's cool. So part of this indictment, the government's making its case for why they need to be tried in the United States as opposed to shipped back to El Salvador. And the federal government's main position was you cannot trust El Salvador to deal with MS-13, which is funny considering all the stuff that's going on now.
Right.
Okay. So they basically said the government's case was that back in 2015, the El Salvadoran government entered into a truce, I mentioned loosely last week, with MS-13 gang members. They basically said, if you guys will volunteer to get your murder rate down, stop committing so many public homicides, we will transfer your guys to less secure prisons. We'll give you improved prison conditions, conjugal visits, and cash payments. Okay. So they're paying MS-13 to not do murder. But in 2015, that truce came to a halt because the United States government pressured them to stop and to crack down MS-13 instead of making cozy deals with them. All right. In retaliation for the truce being lifted, MS-13 started doing way more violence in both El Salvador and the United States. All right, everybody, we keeping up so far?
Okay, so the story was that, you know, that guy Bukele or whatever, that he came down there and just really started like cracking heads and throwing them all in these now infamous prisons and shit. Uh-huh. And they were cowed by that, you know. Uh-huh. that was effective, and they were like, oh shit, this guy ain't fucking around, is how it was presented. But you're saying that they chilled out because he made a deal with them, like went soft on some of the leadership and stuff to get them to, you know, back off.
Yeah, so like he has done a bunch of extradition. He has locked up a bunch of people. Like, I'm not trying to say he's not doing authoritarian shit, but he's also doing stick and carrot at the same time. Okay, but like I was told, but what everything I described up to this point is a previous El Salvadoran administrations. Okay.
Oh, okay, all right.
Bukele took power in 2019, and he ran on a platform to promise to, like you said, crack down on gang violence. But backdoor, this is according to the federal government in this indictment, our government. But backdoor, he negotiated with the gang to bring back the truce and also sweeten the deal, including extending the financial benefits, giving them more control of territory, the ability to run the gang from prison, and the early release of gang members. So basically, he's doing the truce plus now with electrolytes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Part of this deal with the Salvadoran government, MS-13 got Salvadorans to promise they would not be extradited to the United States. Okay. So, in this context, Bukele, he removed his attorney general and five members of the Supreme Court who had been working with the United States to take action against MS-13. He also released a major MS-13 leader who the United States was trying to extradite to here. And in exchange for all this, MS-13 agreed to reduce the number of public murders in El Salvador. The public murders in El Salvador, I want to quote that. That's the part of the deal. We reduced our public murders. We're still going to do our murders. It's not where anybody can see them. And this is, of course, for Bukele's political benefit, because it makes things look like they're more orderly and less like horrific crime wise. And if less people are being murdered, fucking good,
right?
But this is also significant about perception over reality. Okay, it's worth noting that these 13 guys were about to go to trial, and this is probably a case that would have been really embarrassing for the Salvadoran government, right? This would have went viral on Salvadoran WhatsApp. So fast forward to now, at least some of these guys have been shipped back to Venezuela on the same planes that like Kilmer Abrego Garcia were on. So we have free back to El Salvador, or maybe put them in the Salvadoran prison. Oh. I don't know, but these guys who have worked out a deal with the Salvadoran government to not be extradited to the United States have now been de-extradited from the United States back to El Salvador, where they wanted to be in the first place, as part of this deal that the Salvadoran government has made with the Trump administration.
Because they didn't want them going to trial in the U.S. and the shit coming out publicly. So we just like under cover of night, just send them back down there.
Yeah. Like, Pablo Escobar used to say, better a grave in Colombia than a prison in America or something. I'm paraphrasing, but like these guys do not, being extradited to the United States is worst case scenario for a lot of these guys. So, but point is, like, we have freed legit bad dudes who are in MS-13 as part of a deal to imprison guys who were lying that were saying they're in MS-13.
Saying they're in MS-13. Yes. Right. Yeah. Right. That's, yeah. It's very, that's very Trumpian. That's, you know, that's how things go around here now. Yeah, but, and, you know, but now, but see, but Mark, no one, most people are not going to know about these actual MS-13 guys that we've shipped back.
Right.
And they can see all the stories about the hundreds and hundreds of the ones we say are MS-13.
My thing is like,
down there, so.
My thing is, like, this feels like it should be, like, that story, the last story I quoted from is in CNN. Like, I don't understand, like, this feels like an Iran-Contra-level scandal. If somebody could get a hold of this agreement or get some sources inside the government who would say, wow, this stuff happened, that were empowering actual MS-13 or to harass guys who work as landscapers and barbers
right.
and tattoo artists. So, like, anyway, the added fucking farcical evil nature of this is like, so we ship MS-13 guys back to El Salvador where Bukele has empowered them. So their victims will keep fleeing to the United States so we can ship them back in this merry-go-round of misery.
Uh-huh.
So some Salvadoran private prison guy can get rich.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And also so that they, you know, again, that they keep the planes running and stuff. They keep sending people off down there, even if it is in merry-go-round fashion. It's like, it looks like they're doing something, you know, which again, I mean, they are doing some actual people are affected by this and it sucks, but I'm saying it's like, just, they can just say, oh, look, we're being affected. It's an effective crackdown. That's what this is.
Right. Yeah. So, 1 a.m. Saturday morning, the Supreme Court issued a ruling, which is not normal for the Supreme Court to be up at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
So it's a case called ARP versus Trump. Talk about the unlawful efforts to ship Venezuelan migrants to the Salvadoran prison under the Alien Enemies Act. Prior to this, a federal judge in the Southern District of Texas had already blocked these migrants' removal, but the government sought to evade this order by busing the migrants to the Northern District, where they thought the restraining order would not apply. They also gave the people that were deporting notices in only English. Apprising them of their rights. And it, like, this is like, and they were given 24 hours going to be removed from the country. The Supreme Court said, no, you can't do this bullshit. But is this the most powerful government in the history of the world doing your shoe is untied shit to fucking immigrants who don't speak the language? So Kilmer Abrego Garcia remains the face of this for reasons I don't fully understand. Although he is a sympathetic case guy, you know, we'd been in America for a long time, has a wife, three kids, raising three autistic kids. And the lies they continue to tell about him are fucking getting so cartoonishly absurd that I wanted to walk through them for a second. Here's Pam Bondi on Fox News a couple days ago.
But this victim was even braver because she was married to one of the top MS-13 members who was illegally in our country and a terrorist.
So Kilmer is now a leader of MS-13.
Right.
Well, also been a full-time job. Like, so congratulations on the big work promotion, Kilmer. We got you a world's greatest number one boss cartel boss mug.
They had to, you know, I mean, they had to ratchet it up, you know, somewhat, because when it wasn't like going away, people were still talking about this guy. And it's like, obviously what they're doing with him is not above board anyway. So, and they're, you know, long time, you know, practitioners of the fake news approach. And so like, why not just start saying that? Like, if you're them, why not just start being like, he's not just a terrorist. He's like a mega terrorist. And you know that enough people, the only people you really care about are going to hear that and just believe it. So,
right.
You might as well just say it.
You know, it
doesn't matter what's real anymore.
Yeah, you might as well just say he was working for Fauci, cooking up COVID in the lab. You know, but you already brought up the fact that like they used to say these guys were Trinidad Aragua, now they're MS-13. But like the so Todd, making this debate about deportation seems weird to me. Like, I would be against mass deportations, but this is not about deportations. They didn't just ship Kilmore back to El Salvador because he's from El Salvador. They put him in fucking prison.
Yeah, it's like human trafficking. It's like kidnapping and abducting, human trafficking and shit. It's like extrajudicial fucking incarceration without due process, undercover, you know, fucking grabbing people, throwing them in a van and just disappearing them into foreign prisons. And it's like, that ain't the same as being deported. You're right.
So Chris Van Hollen, senator from Maryland, went down to El Salvador and tried, and he did eventually get a meeting with Kilmore. So he is alive, appears to be in good health. But Van Hollen couldn't get into CICOT at first. Originally, he was turned away by the Salvadoran military. This is in a context where a bunch of MAGA people have been using it for photo ops, like a step and repeat. You got these images, Matt. This reminds me of, like, remember back in the huge, big influencer era when, like, different places around Los Angeles would put up different graffiti installations for people to take pictures in front of? Like, the Angel Wings was a big one.
Yeah.
Right. The Angel Wings. So, like, this is like they're using these Salvadoran prisoners like fucking Instagram backgrounds. And
yeah.
Also, for context, about how fake this all is, see the shirtless tattooed guys right there?
Yeah.
This is a different wing of the prison where they're holding the people that got shipped there from America.
Right.
They're purposely using a scarier, tatted up.
Yeah. So they don't look like gardeners and stuff. They look like, right, you know, frightening sicarios or whatever. And they're like, well, we've got some sicarios in here. You can just take a picture in front of them. No one's going to know. And they're like, now you're cooking.
Right. It's just like everything. It's gross, but it's also bullshit. It's like, I can't forget, like, they have one move and it's to lie. So when Van Hollen did get to meet with Kilmore, Bukele posted these pictures on his Twitter feed. If you got this picture of so Van Hollen sitting across from him. Van Hollen says, according to the New York Times, someone put these drinks with cherries on with salted rims and cherries on them in between them. Van Hollen also says they tried to put the meeting by a pool, but he refused to have a pool be the backdrop for this fucking meeting to make it look like Kilmore's living a life of leisure. Bukele called these drinks margaritas. Look at it.
Yeah. No, that's a sorry ass. Is that old nasty lime floating in one of them? And they got they did put a cherry on it. I guess that's nice. Some sort of general salt like substance. But the it looks like dishwater is what it looks like. Dishwater margaritas does not look appetizing.
So I was wondering, like I know that margaritas are like a white people drink. Right. Like, invented in Texas. Like, we just sort of, like, think of them as Mexican. So maybe people in Salvador don't know how to make a margarita. They just heard about it on TV. But also, Bukele's dad's Muslim. So maybe he just doesn't know what liquor looks like.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. Is margarita like a, just to divert slightly, you know how, like, an actual daiquiri is a different type of thing than, like, a white people daiquiri that you often get? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, Hemingway daiquiris? It's not like if you get a strawberry daiquiri or something, it's like, I don't know. I'm wondering if margaritas are, you know, do they even exist elsewhere other than, you know, in Tex-Mex or whatever?
I believe it was invented in Texas as a way to make like tequila palatable for white women.
It checks out. Yeah. Yeah.
So
worked like a fucking charm, buddy. Good move, Texas.
Yeah. So now this debate has become about whether or not Kilmore is a good person, which to me seems beside the fucking point.
Of course, it is beside the point. Yes, or at least it should be.
So let me quote here from the Department of Homeland Security. This is an official release from the Department of Homeland Security. Kilmore Abrego Garcia had a history of violence. It was not the upstanding, quote unquote, Maryland man the media has portrayed him as. According to court filings, Garcia's wife sought a domestic violence restraining order against him, claiming he punched, scratched, and ripped off her shirt, among other harm. So this appears to be true. But basically what they're saying is, if your wife fills out a complaint and never files it, that means you deserve to die in a foreign torture camp.
Right.
But if you're arrested and convicted of actual domestic abuse of your wife, you deserve to be the United States Secretary of Defense.
Uh-huh.
You should not hit women, but no. I think it's probably good that for early first offense, this type of stuff, you get counseling.
Or, you know, whatever. just not sent to rot in a Central American prison.
Right.
Without any due process.
So they're also doing this guilt by association, except with people he's not even associated with. Like, they had this lady at the White House for a press conference last week. Her name's Patty Moran. Her daughter was married by a person who's from another country. That sucks. That's not great. But she's essentially arguing that a guy who committed no crime but is the same race as the person who murdered her daughter should have to spend the rest of his life in a concentration camp. That's the case here. And this lady, again, it's sad that her daughter died, but I want to contextualize this here. She's being sued by her grandchildren from stealing the money from her daughter's GoFundMe.
She's no peach. But also, it's like, right. That's not, it's, you know, people on both sides will pull that type of shit, you know, with like tugging at your heartstrings with some kind of sad case like that. But like, people like that woman right there, it's sad what happened to her daughter. You could argue that's exactly why she should not be able to weigh in on what happens to other immigrants and everything. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's far too biased and close to the whole thing to, you know, to have any kind of objectivity or whatever. It's like, you know, you wouldn't let, it's like there's conflicts of interest. If she, you know, if a cop is close to something and like, the captain pulls him in their office, says, you're too close to this, damn it.
Yeah.
And you raise a good point. Yeah. Take a few days off, you know.
You raise a good point that no fair-minded judge would let her sit on a jury related for any case sort of similar to this, right?
Right.
They're also doing, like, Trump did this thing where he held up this picture, if you got this picture, Matt, of Kilmore's knuckle tattoos that they photoshopped to have the letters MS, letters MS and 13 above the tattoos.
Yeah. Now, okay. So this, I thought this was so, I mean, maybe you know the actual answer here or whatever, but so like for people that are only listening, his knuckle tattoos are not, it's like, is that a pot leaf? It's like pot leaf, smiley face, crucifix, skull. And they are saying that translates in gang member tattoo hieroglyphics to MS13. But like, based on what? You know, like,
I can the MS, okay, I'm sorry. Maybe a
marijuana
you, right?
Smiley or whatever. Right. MS.
But how is a cross one?
Jesus is number one.
It's also a trinity. It'd make more sense if that was the three.
Right, yeah. But how's the skull three?
I don't know fucking clue.
Right.
And then, so Van Hollen did the Sunday shows yesterday, made the round of the Sunday shows this weekend, and fucking lady on CNN asked him, can you state definitively he was never in MS-13? That is not how fucking proof works. I can't prove I was never in MS-13.
Right. You can't, no one can prove any negative, right? I mean, that's a thing. Like, it's a logical fallacy or whatever the right term is for it, but it's not a thing that you can do.
Right. And like, I was thinking about it, like, I don't think my life could stand up this kind of scrutiny at all. Like, if you start talking about data points of things I've done and things that have happened to me in my life, the Sunday show is debating whether I was a bad person, I would be in the seventh circle of hell underneath the Supermax prison.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our Greek text alone. You know.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It's like, Jesus Christ. But like, so anyway, I just, fuck. So the idea that he's in MS-13 is based upon the word of one cop who has since been fired. And I need everyone to understand that real quick. Okay. So Kilmore was arrested for loitering in a Home Depot parking lot back in 2019. He was at the time working as a day laborer. And the cop said he was in MS-13 for two main reasons. One, he was wearing Chicago Bulls gear. Okay. Two,
right.
He said,
okay.
Yeah. And I did get the bottom of that. I found an academic who said, yes, that some MS-13 people do wear Bulls gear as a sign of their affiliation with the gang because they like the Bulls horns are like the devil's horns. I think that's cool.
I mean, it is cool.
Yeah, it is cool. but again, Kilmore works a full-time job raising three kids. Like, I don't think he has time for a bunch of fucking gang activity, but whatever. So, like, the second piece of evidence this cop had for Kilmore being in MS-13 was he had hearsay evidence from a confidential informant who says Kilmar was affiliated with a chapter of MS-13 that exists on in Long Island in New York. Okay, there's no evidence that Kilmar has ever been to Long Island, right, much less knew anybody there or joined a gang there. Anyway, this cop, his name was Corporal Ivan Mendez. He pleaded guilty to criminal misconduct because he gave information about an investigation to a woman he was paying for sex. So I guess you could believe, I guess you could believe him, right? Or you can believe Kilmar. Anyway, Kilmar, for loitering in the Home Depot parking lot and being accused of gang activity, was spent months in jail, again, for loitering. And that's actually where he got married, was in jail. Side note, one reason to have due process is cops lie sometimes. Shocker.
Right.
I fucking can't get over this. Like it's the gay Venezuelan stylist who was sent to Salvador was also based upon a report from a disgraced cop. This is in Milwaukee. The guy now works for prison contractor. He claimed this Venezuelan guy was a member of Trinidad Aragua. The former cop's name is Charles Cross Jr. He was on the list of cops just like the last one was, where the local jurisdiction thought they were too untrustworthy to be called to testify. They're on do not call list by prosecutors. Cross was fired as Milwaukee Police Department as a sergeant in 2012 after driving his car into a family's house while drunk.
Jesus Christ. I'm kind of surprised even that got it done, though, to be honest with you.
Right. Like I cannot make sense of these people. So cops are also prone to moral panics. And I want to show this Jesse Waters video, if you got it, Matt, because we got a little extra time.
See a name, anyone on the team, anyone on any Bulls team besides Jordan? Everyone from El Salvador knows what it means when you wear a Bulls hat. It means you're MS-13.
No, fuck. Can he name anyone on the Bulls? Part of the most offensive part about these people to me is they do not know ball.
Right.
They don't. They talk about sports like they know anything about them. They don't know the Jesse God damn it! Why can't I think of the guy that broke the color barrier?
The guy that did what?
That broke the color barrier. Played for the Dodgers. Why can't I think of his name right now?
Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson. Yeah. They don't seem to understand why he was good at baseball.
Right.
Let me name some Chicago Bulls for you. Just guys in that era of the team: Steve Kerr, Scottie Pippen, Bill Winnington, Tony Kukoc, fucking Ron Harper.
Tony Kukoc, yeah.
Luke Kennard, the Australian guy.
Luke Longley.
So since then, Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, Jimmy Butler, fucking the current team that got Buzelic and fucking Josh Giddey and why the Chicago Bulls remain globally the third most popular NBA team, okay?
Right.
Because of Michael Jordan. They sell merchandise worldwide. And this is a context. I thought
And it is cool looking. Like, it's also, I'm a fan of the Raiders, and it's like a lot of fucking criminals are also fans of the Raiders and wearing Raiders gear and shit like that. But also, so do a lot of people that aren't even really – it fucking is sweet. It's just rad looking, you know. And the Bulls logo is also kind of one of those things. It's like
– right.
It just looks good. And like you said, it's also iconic because of the 90s Bulls with Jordan and everything.
Yeah. And I'm glad you brought up the Raiders thing, because this idea of saying that everybody, this gang affiliation stuff goes back to the drug war in the 90s and stuff, where whole neighborhoods were labeled gang affiliated based upon just the blocks they lived on. And Raiders gear, the reason the NWA wore all black and wore Raiders gear was a statement that we are not affiliated with the Bloods and Crips.
Right, because it's red and blue.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
They were saying we're not in a fucking gang, or we're our own gang at least. And then cops immediately pivoted to saying that Raiders gear meant you were gang affiliated, when the whole point was we are not gang affiliated.
Right.
And so there's literally nothing you can do to prove these people you're not in a gang if you're a certain fucking socioeconomic class in a certain neighborhood, a certain skin color.
And yeah.
I find it exhausting that we're just trapped in this fucking nonstop hell cycle where you can't prove to these people that you're not something. Again, people have been sent to this CCOT, and I pulled him. I dropped him from this. I thought we wouldn't have time to talk about it, but Americans are getting caught up in this fucking sweep. I would bet money that there are American citizens, full on people that were born in the United States in CECOP who we haven't heard about yet. Right. Just
because they're not being super, you know, judicious or careful with all this stuff.
There was literally one cop's half-assed lie. There was a 19-year-old kid in New Mexico, I think, who's from Arizona, born and raised in Arizona, who was snatched up and held for 10 days by Border Patrol. The Border Patrol's agent, the Border Patrol agent's story is this 19-year-old kid walked up to her, said, "I crossed the border illegally and I am from Mexico." And she locked him up for 10 days, even though he's from Arizona.
Right.
Yeah. His mom had to show up with his birth certificate.
You know, after that, she was like, "Oh man, I don't know why I did that. I got so close. I was so close to making it, but I just couldn't not confess to that Border Patrol agent, unsolicited."
Yeah. So, I mean, like, look, people are crazy. It's possible that this teenager did that. It is certainly possible. I've seen enough false confessions to serious crimes. It's certainly a teenager could fuck around with a Border Patrol agent and lie and say they're an illegal immigrant for funsies or for lunacy purposes. But the cops should check before trying to deport them.
Right. I agree. A couple of quick random things I wanted to ask you about since we've got a little time. What happened? Who's mad at Katy Perry and why, you know, like, didn't people got mad at Katy Perry, didn't they? Because she went on that little space trip with all the other women, right?
Well, which genre person mad being mad at them? Do you want another reasoning?
Any of them. Corey put it in the group chat. I can't remember who he said. If Gunther Eagleman or somebody like that was talking shit about her, and Corey was like, "Oh yeah, I'm sure this guy loved Katy Perry before all this happened," because he said something like, "Katy Perry has lost all credibility with me."
Yeah. Well, her and Gail King and Jeff Bezos' fiance, and one other person I can't think of, went close to space.
Right.
They floated around zero gravity for like 11 minutes. Okay. The whole trip took 11 minutes. I have no idea how much long they floated around. Yeah. So, yeah, people were like, "This is stupid fucking space tour. You guys just destroyed the environment, spent $1 billion to go do nothing in service of fucking bullshit," right? Mm-hmm. Then you have the people who think that Elon's whole crew thinks that Bezos' space program is fake, where his is the real one, right?
Of course,
And then you got the right wing loons who just think that women doing anything is fucking stupid.
Woke. Right. DEI. Yeah.
I mean, it was funny that the propaganda around the second all female crew in space, which they weren't actually crewing the ship, they just rode in it. The thing was computer piloted, which, like, so the guys who flew in the Apollo missions were, I mean, those early, not the Apollo ones, but before that, when they just sat in the rocket and there were no controls.
Yeah.
Remember they gave them fake controls so they could feel like they were doing something? But it's the same idea. But, like, the previous first all-woman mission was a Soviet cosmonaut who went up in space alone and orbited for 71 hours, and they were up there for like 3 minutes. So it's kind of funny to compare the two. Right. Katy Perry don't hit, but not because of this. It's just the whole thing's stupid. Would you go to space? I wouldn't ride. Would you go to ride a Blue Origin to space, Trey?
Like right now, it depends on who else was on it, probably. Meaning, like, if there was, like, some people that I was like, okay, they're definitely going to try to not let that person die, then I might do it. If it was, like, just me and some other me-adjacent type people, no, I wouldn't trust it to not explode. And I know it still could explode. It would be rad to just I know you said the floaty part was just like a minute or two or whatever, but mm-hmm. I bet that's wild as hell. You know, if I could snap my fingers and experience that at least briefly, what it's, and also see Earth from up there, I'd like to do those things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so horrifically afraid of heights, so I don't think I'd enjoy it at all.
I mean, yeah, I'm afraid of heights too, but past a certain point, it's like it circles back to not counting somehow. Like, you know, you're not bothered by being on an airplane, are you? Or are you?
Sometimes I do. I don't want the window open. Most of the time I'm fine with it, but sometimes I don't.
Right. So for whatever reason, if I'm like on a real tall building and there's a rail there, you know, and you could like lean like that, that shit fucks with me. But if I'm like on a plane, that doesn't, it just feels different, which obviously if that plane falls, I mean, we dead. It should be the same logic applies, but I just don't think about it that way. The other thing I was going to ask you is, do you have a prediction on who the next pope is going to be and how much he's going to hate gay people? Just wondering if they're going to course correct a little bit. They had a woke pope, relatively speaking, for a while, and now he's dead. And also, is your money on Pope Pizza Baller?
Pizza Baller is my favorite. Just want to say Pete. But of course, they pick a new pope.
Yes, yeah. He won't be Pope Pizza Baller. That is the. But we'll know. You know.
Yeah.
Like I'm for people that know, it's enough to know that the pope's name is Pizza Baller. It's Pizza Baller, but you know, it's to say that he's a big pizza baller is funny. It's just very comically spaghetti-fied name. But anyway,
So historically, I'm not a big Catholic follower, but so they usually bob and weave. They have a fairly progressive one, then a conservative one. They try to like take turns, right? But my understanding is Pope Francis spent his entire tenure stacking the conclave with like more progressive cardinals. So maybe it'll break that pattern. But like, it's kind of funny that like American conservative Catholics have gone all in on this non-Catholic version of Catholicism where they just do Opus Dei shit, which Pope Francis was trying to stop. And
what do you mean?
J.D. Vance hates the Pope and he's Catholic.
Right. Okay. On my Patreon this morning, I was the Pope down. I was talking about that a little bit, but it's because like, glad you said this because I thought, I didn't even know JD. If I did know, I'd forgotten that he was Catholic. But I know that I was thinking a lot of there's certainly plenty of MAGA Catholics like in this country, a lot of American MAGA who are Catholics. And I just assumed that they thought Pope Francis was, you know, gay or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. But it's like that shouldn't matter. Ostensibly, if you're Catholic, you shouldn't be able to just say, this Pope's gay. I'm not listening to him.
Right.
Because he's the Pope. Like, you're still supposed to listen to him, but the Americans, being the way Americans are, they're like, fuck that gay Pope. I'll just do my own thing until he dies and hope we get another Nazi Pope in there. Then I'm back on board.
So Pope Francis was trying to push, like, crack down on Opus Dei bullshit. Opus Dei being, like, a small, hardcore group of Catholics who... It's probably a whole episode, but it is funny. Like this guy wrote a book about Opus Dei. It came out recently, and I keep meaning to read it because I think we should potentially talk about it. Because like there's basically 3,000 members of Opus Dei in America, and like 5 of them on the Supreme Court, and the rest of them are in Congress and live in D.C.
Right.
So it's pretty interesting. Not being conspiratorial, but it's interesting.
It's some like Dan Brown sounding type shit, but. Mm-hmm. But it at least is a real thing. And also people at the highest reaches of power have it. Yeah. Only other thing I saw is they might get a black pope. There's an African guy from the Congo who's up for pope. But the irony there is that he apparently, and he's from one of the most conservative wings of the Catholic Party is in, you know, is the one he presides over in that part of Africa, which doesn't not make sense. But it would be like when Marsha Blackburn was elected senator in Tennessee, and there were women's groups at first. It's like Tennessee has elected their first woman senator, Marsha Blackburn, you know, and I was like, okay, but it really shouldn't even count. You know, I know she is a woman, but she's a huge bitch and she hates women and it's going to be bad. And it's like, you know, this guy, it'd be funny. First black pope. And then he ends up being more like the Nazi one than Pope Francis.
It's kind of funny. It was a couple of years ago. I remember the queen before she died was trying to like, so homophobia was essentially spread the point of British muskets throughout the British Empire. And they took all these people and made them homophobic, converted to Episcopalianism, Catholicism, yada, yada, yada. And like the queen was trying to speak out against some homophobic crackdown, anti-gay crackdown in some African country. And a black priest got on TV and told the queen to stop doing colonialism by trying to get them to undo the homophobia that the British Empire had done to them.
Right. Yeah, right.
It's like you made these places reactionary and now it don't hit for us. And now anyway, we're going to have a homophobic African Pope.
Yep, homophobic African Pope. Either him or Pizza Baller, one of the two. I don't know. Yep. Might be some wild cardinal, I should say. Who the hell knows? I don't know why I'm acting like I really care because I don't. But it's, popes are interesting. Anyway,
1.4 billion Catholics in the world. I'm not a believer, but I think it's important that it'd be helpful to not have a super hardcore reactionary who's going to work with J.D. Vance and say that immigrants are bad and we should not be nice to them. So
yeah. Yes, I agree. All right. Well, thank you guys for watching. We appreciate it. Remind you once again, go to treycrowder.com and check out my upcoming tour dates. Come and see me this week in Houston, Texas. Then after that, I got Seattle coming up and Las Vegas, Tulsa, La Jolla, California, and a bunch of other places in the near future. Also at treycrowder.com, you can find a link to my special Trash Daddy. So watch that if you haven't already. If you haven't watched it by now, what are you waiting for? Watch it. It's funny. And finally, if you want some more of this show in your life and to support it, then sign up on Patreon, weeklyskews.com/more. Search my name on Patreon. Either way works. $5 a month, 2 full-length bonus episodes. Make it happen. Either way, you keep showing up on Tuesdays, and we will too. We'll see you next time. Love you. Bye.